Sunday, Kof Hei Tishrei, the 15th of October. Rabbi Rafael Goldblatt, what can you do with Schach and Chetzei Mitzvah?
Yeah, I was asked to speak about what the halachas of Chetzei Mitzvah are allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, Bizoyan, Shimush, etc. I'm going to divide it into two sections, two parts. Both, we'll go through the sugyas a little bit, one more, one less. We'll cover, lemaisa, the two parts. The first part is actually the halachas of what you're allowed to do with Chetzei Mitzvah during Sukkos. So we've missed it for this year, but Mr. Shem will remember for next year. And then afterwards we'll move on to what to do with the Schach, the Tfonos, the Arbaminim, the Hishana, and for that matter, Tzitzis, Shofar, all the other things that are mentioned in the Gemaras and that are the oil of the Neres Chanukah, the fuel of the Neres Shabbos, all the different things mentioned in the Gemara, and showing him what to do with them after the mitzvah has been completed. So firstly, the basic din of something which is being used, could be used, will be used for a mitzvah. So Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes says, Omer Rav Sheshes Mishum Rebbe Akiva, Minayin La'atzli Sukkah Sha'asur in Kol Shiva. What's the makor that the wood of the Sukkah, Machlok Shoshenim if it means the Schach or the Tefonos, the Halacha, it does mean both, it means both the Schach and the walls of the Sukkah, Machlok is exactly which, we're not going to go into the detail because Halacha Lemaise, all of them are Asa, Sha'asur in Kol Shiva, that you're not allowed to use them for the full 7 days, Talmud Loimar, Pozuk says, Chak HaSukkah Shivat Yomim La'Hashem. The Chag HaSukkah is 7 days for Hashem. The extra word La'Hashem, Chag and La'Hashem, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Oymek, Shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al HaChagiga, the word Chag, which is a remnant of the Chagiga. Chagiga is obviously the same word as Chag, it's the celebration, the Korban that we bring for every Yom Tov. Just like Chagiga has Kedush Saguf, it's Hekdush, there's an Issa Me'ila, you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al HaSukkah. So also, the Shem Shemayim, there's a Kedusha which is Chal on the Sukkah. The Sukkah is something which has a certain level of Kedusha during the 7 days of Sukkahs. And that's what the Gemara says, Asurin Kol Shiva. That these things are. So Tosfos points out that this is clearly a genuine Din D'Oraisa. This is not a Din D'Rabbanan with an Asmachta. It's clear in the Gemara that it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's also Mid D'Oraisa to use the Atzei Sukkah during Sukkahs. Because the Gemara says on that, since if that's what this Pasuk means, how can Beis Shammai learn their halacha that you need to build the Sukkah L'Shem Sukkah? Beis Shammai hold the Sukkah has to be L'Shem Sukkah, Beis Hillel hold it has to be L'Shem Tzeil, it only has to be built for shade, for cover, for protection. Beis Shammai say L'Shem Sukkah, we thought they learned it from this Pasuk, the Gemara says they can't, because this Pasuk is already used up. If this is only an Asmachta, that's not a question. So Tosfos says it must be that this is a genuine drasha, this drasha of Chag L'Hashem, that the Atzei Sukkah, the walls and the Schach of the Sukkah are not allowed to be used for personal use during Sukkahs. It's a genuine Din D'Oraisa. This is called in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Hei, Hukta L'Mitzvase. It's something which is miyuchad for the mitzvah. It's the only type of mukta, which we'll see it is actually a type of mukta, but it's the only type of haktah, of mukta, of yichud, which is actually also Mid D'Oraisa. You're not allowed during the 7 days of Sukkahs, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, to use the Atzei Sukkah. We'll speak about moving it soon, but about using the Atzei Sukkah, that's also Mid D'Oraisa during the 7 days of Sukkahs. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin, Hadas Shel Mitzvah Oso L'Horiach Bo. The Hadas that you've designated and used for your Arba Minim, you've put it in your lulav, you've shaken it. Once you've used it once, you're not allowed to smell it. You're not allowed to be nene from the Hadas and smell it, says Rashi, because we learn a din, Pashtas Rashi means a genuine limud, midoraisa. We learn from the Gemara and Daf Tes. The Gemara says, Atzei Sukkah are osa bahano. You're not allowed to use the structure, the schach and whatever of your Sukkah. So also the same applies to the Hadas. We'll find the same mentioned in the poskim, and Sheiltas brings the same halacha about tzitzis, chutei tzitzis, that you're not allowed, he says, the Shulchan Aruch passes in Simcha Falev, that if you have tzitzis, which you're still planning to use, there's nothing wrong with them, you can't just use the threads of the tzitzis to tie around something, to make a knot in something. You're not allowed to use Chetzei Mitzvah for your personal shimush.
What could you use the panelist for?
Firewood.
A shelf.
We'll get to what you're not allowed to do and what you are allowed to do, because it's not all-encompassing. It doesn't include every single type of shimush, this halacha. Estrig as well, right. So estrig as well, the Gemara says that the estrig you're not allowed to eat for the full 8 days. Estrig is also, you're not allowed to eat the estrig for the full 8 days, which is relevant to
So we'll come back to why there isn't tzad to be mounted that. But the full 8 days, even after you've done the mitzvah on the last day, and in Chutz La'aretz, even on Shmini Atzeres, you're not allowed to eat the Esrik Shel Mitzvah. For the same reason, Esrik was miyuchad le-mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat it.
Can you smell it to make a bracha?
Pardon? Esrik you're allowed to smell, we'll come to that. You're allowed to smell it, making a bracha is another question. When you make a bracha and when you don't, because it's miyuchad le-mitzvah, so maybe you can't see Ashos Rech Le-Beteiris, as machlek as when you can. Right, we'll come to it. We'll deal with it. So what is asa and what is not asa? We'll go through the Gemara. So we've seen that the atzei sukkah are asurin, esrog is asa to eat, hadas is asa to smell, tzitzis are asa to tie knots. What's the difference? What is asa and what isn't asa? So there are three different things. If we go through the Rishonim, we can't go through everything inside, but if you go through the Rishonim, you'll find there are three different things that are asa. First definition of what's asa is something which is mevatel the mitzvah. If you do something such as eating an esrog, so once you've eaten the esrog, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah, even though theoretically on the second day, or after the second day Yom Tov, once you're in Chol HaMoed, you can use an esrog from which you've eaten some of it, but it was already miyuchad for the whole thing was miyuchad because chaseh is kosher, but the whole thing was miyuchad for the mitzvah the first day, it's all the same mitzvah, so unless you make a tnai, and we definitely don't have time to go to the halachas of these tnoim, unless you make a tnai, since you used this esrog on the first day, you're not allowed to eat any of it. Poskim say lemaisa, even if you only start using this esrog on Chol HaMoed, still, unless you specify, you're not allowed to eat any of it, because it's still more of a hiddur, and you've been miyachad to have a whole esrog, and you've been miyachad the whole esrog for the mitzvah. So anything which is mevatel or memayot the mitzvah is awesome. That's the first thing. So you're not allowed to eat an esrog for that reason. You're not allowed to burn your schach during Sukkos for that reason, because you're being mevatel mitzvah, even though some of the schach wasn't necessary, but the more schach you have, all of the schach that's there is for the mitzvah, you can't do that. The second thing that's asa is Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Beis. Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chof Beis that when you do kisui hadam, you're covering the blood of the chay or the oif that you shechted with earth, you're not allowed to kick it on. You have to put it on with your hands, you're not allowed to kick it on. Says Gemara, why? Shaloyeh mitzvah is bezuyeh soleha. Because it's mevaza the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Mihochi, we have another makor for this. If you're ma'atir your sukkah, you decorate your sukkah with shmonim and slosois and kromim and anovim and all different types of fruits and vegetables and flour and things like that, you're not allowed to take any of those to eat. You're not allowed to take a little bit. Once you put a decoration up, you can't say, oh, those grapes look nice that I hung my sukkah. I'll take a few of them off. That's not mevatel the mitzvah at all, because it's perhaps just as beautiful without those. But that you're not allowed to do. That's also because of bizoyin mitzvah. And the Gemara says that din bizoyin mitzvah, because it's also mishum bizoyin, mimele it's also part of the din muktzah. That's toises is pras in the Gemara, toises asir as a stira. Again, we can't go into all the different cheshbonis in the Rishonim. But something which is defined as a bizoyin, something which is not mevatel the mitzvah, however, it's a bizoyin to do this with something which is functioning as a chefet shel mitzvah. That's also something which is asa, pashtus midoraisa. Pashtus for the same reason, because it's a bizoyim, being miyachid this item for the mitzvah creates a yichud not to do it, not to use it for that, because it's asa mishum bizoyim, and therefore it's huktzah for that, and you can't do it even once you've finished doing the mitzvah. Again, as I said, the esrog on the seventh day and even on the eighth day, you're not allowed to do these things. You're not allowed to eat the esrog, and you're not allowed to do these inyonim of bizoyim, even on Shmini Atzeres, with the sukkah, even on Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramah holds this year, even on the Shabbos after Simchas Torah, Mishum Minhag, an extra chumrah, but even the Shabbos after Simchas Torah this year, because it's the day after the Yom Tov when it would have become Mutter, you're still not allowed to use it. So it continues beyond the mitzvah to a certain extent. That's still defined as the Zman HaMitzvah. You're not allowed to do things which are either Mevatel HaMitzvah or Bizoyim. One third case which is added is the case of Hadas. Hadas is Osel LaHariach Bo. Esrog is Mutter LaHariach Bo. When you make a bracha on the esrog is a different sugya. If it's not b'shas mitzvah, la'alocha, you can make a bracha. But when you are allowed to smell the esrog. There's no issa hanor of smelling the esrog. But you're not allowed to smell the hadas. Why not? So the Gemara says, because the hadas, the only shimush a hadas has is its smell. So if you're being miyachad it for a mitzvah, which Rashi Pashtus learns is part of the same din d'oraisa, you must be taking it away from the shimush of smell, because there is nothing else. Now this is a very big chiddush, because it's not mevatel the mitzvah, and it's not a bizoyin. To smell something is not a bizoyin. In fact, smelling something mid'oraisa is muta even in a korban. There's no me'ila with smelling something. It's also midrabbanan to smell something which is hektish. But it's not also mid'oraisa to smell something which is hektish. Still, because you're being miyachad the hadas for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell it. And esrog, since it has a better shimush, a more significant shimush of achila, so when you're miyachad it for the mitzvah, you're only taking it out from its shimush of achila. But you're not taking it away from the shimush of smelling it. So, halacha lemaisa, Atzei sukkah, the schach of the sukkah, for example, while it's up. Chol HaMoed, you want to take off a little bit from your sukkah. And as I mentioned, the same halacha, midrabonim, not midrashim, but the same halacha applies to the decorations in the sukkah. If you want to take off a decoration to smell it, you want to smell the decorations in the sukkah, you're allowed to. If you want to lean on the walls of the sukkah, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to lean on a korban, that would be me'ila. But this din, although it's learnt from korbanos, that's not a bizoyan to lean on your sukkah, it's not mevatel the mitzvah to lean on the sukkah, and it's not the ikashimush of planks of wood. That's not what you would have used it for that you're taking it away from, like the smell of the hadas. So if you're leaning on the sukkah, that's fine. If you're supporting yourself on the sukkah, you're smelling the estrog, any type of shimush which is not a bizoyan and not mevatel betashmish, except for the case of hadas, it would be muta. Classic example of this, says Tosfos, Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, the fuel, you light your Ner Shabbos, you're meyached it for a mitzvah. If you meyached it for a mitzvah, what is Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos is to make light in the house. So by definition, you're using it. So it's a little bit stronger than the cases we've said, because there the whole mitzvah is to have the shemesh, but Tosfos says, if not for the fact that it's mukta because it's a bosis, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem Hei, on Yom Tov, for example, you're allowed to carry your nearest Shabbos around, you can use them for whatever you want. If you want to hunt under the couch for something, you pick up your Yom Tov candles and put them underneath, completely mutar l'chatchila. It's not a bizoyan, it's not mevatel the shemesh, it's not exactly what the mitzvah was intended for, but there's no mukta which stops you from doing that. Neres Chanukah are different, because Neres Chanukah, because it's Pesumenis, so the Gemara says it is a Bizoyan. That's not very well known, but the Gemara actually says the reason why it's also to use the Neres, some Rishonim say that the Gemara means so that we show it's Miuchud, but the Gemara actually says that it's a Bizoyan to use the Neres Chanukah. It's the same Issa Bizoyan as the Kisei Hadam. The Gemara connects the two.
Pardon?
Counting money, yeah. The Gemara says... That's machlokas if you're allowed to. Or maybe it is a bit. It depends why you define it as a Bizoyan. But the Gemara says the reason why it's also Mishum Bizoyan. And that's why it's Huxel Mitzvah. So, all these Chefzi Mitzvah, Tzitzis, Sukkah, Lulav, Hoshana that we use on Hoshana Rabu, all these things, we're not allowed to use them during the Zman Mitzvah, and the Zman Mitzvah means until the end of the day on which the Mitzvah was completed, including in Chutz Laaretz Sveika D'Yoma. Right? So, Hoshana Rabu, if you have some Hishtamshas that you want to use your Hoshana for, you want to burn your Hoshana for fuel, right? You're burning Chometz on Hoshana Rabu for some reason, right? You're not allowed to do that. That would be Osa, even though, unless Mitzvah's lovely. Honestly, perhaps. But if you're putting a cooking pot on top of the Hoshanas and you burn them, that would be Osa to do on Hoshana Rabu. Although there's a Hakpoda specifically to burn the Hoshana, some people do have this Hakpoda, but on Hoshana Rabu, that's the day of the mitzvah, it's Hukta l'mitzvase, and as with all Dinei Mukta, Migudei Iskatzoi l'bein Hashmosha, since it's Hukta when the day begins, it's Hukta for the full day. So that's the Halacha. So Hoshana, you can't be Nene from till the end of Hoshana Rabu. And Esrog, you can't be Nene from until the end of Shmini Atzeres, because Sveika D'Yoma takes us through. Sukkah, you can't be Nene from till after Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz. Tzitzis, if you have tzitzis that you decide not to use anymore, after which you can use them for something, for it breaks or something like that, on the day that it broke, you would not be allowed to use it. I didn't find this mefurish in the poskim, but l'chora, it clearly comes out from the cheshbon. In all the other cases, it's mefurish that the issa continues until the end of the day. So l'chora, the same must apply to the tzitzis, even in cases where the issa doesn't seem to be connected to a specific day. Mefurish about shofar is connected to the day. Even cases where it's not connected to a day specifically, it's migad iskatzoi, it continues until the end of the day. Ner Shabbos, for example. Ner Shabbos, the oil that dripped out of a Ner Shabbos is not also because of bosses, not only because of bosses, even among the less lay bosses, it's still also to be nene from until the end of the day. So all these items of mitzvah during the Zman HaMitzvah, which means until the end of the final day of the mitzvah, with adding the sveikas to make it more complicated, are also to be nene from. What about the issa? What is it only also to be nene and use it, or is it actually also to destroy it? Well, what's the halacha? So we know our klolim of hilchas mukta. So we know halacha of mukta. Mukta is a din of moving things, and it's a din possibly of using things, of being nene. Eating mukta is osa. It's osa to eat something which is mukta. That's the din of mukta. So if we see that the Gemara calls this a din of mukta, we would tend to assume that there's no issa of actually taking it apart. So if you have a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you have a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to use the tfanis of the sukkah, you're not allowed to use the schach of the sukkah. Are you allowed to take apart the sukkah and put it away? You might think that. But the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sukkah Daf Mem Ches, you're not allowed to take apart your sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. And the Rishonim say why? Because you're mechuyev to have a sukkah on sukkahs, not because it's Huktzel Mitzvah. Because you're mechuyev to have a sukkah in case you'll need to eat. If someone has two sukkahs, the poskim say you can take down one of them. It's Huktzel Mitzvah. You were planning to use it. You had one for eating and one for sleeping. Right, someone had one sukkah for eating in and one sukkah for sleeping in, for practical reasons, one on the balcony next to his bedroom, one outside in his garden. On Hoshana Rabbah, can he take down the one he was going to sleep in? Of course he can, because if he wants to sleep, he can sleep in the other one. So he's allowed to take it down. There's no huksa l'mitzvah for this. From this, Shem Zalman and other person bring a raya, that the din of huksa l'mitzvah does not stop you from even destroying the item of the mitzvah. You're, even as long as it's not actually a bizoyan, you're not destroying it in a bizoyanic way, you're allowed to destroy the item of the mitzvah. That is the pshat in why there is this, the minach hanoshim, the skula of biting the pitim of the eshrik. How can they bite the pitim of the eshrik? They've, according to many poskim, they've puzzled it. Not all poskim. Some poskim hold that nitlo pitmosi is kosher on once chosi is kosher. But lachatchila we machmir not to use nitlo pitmosi during cholamoyed. And even besides that, if the huktzah militzvasa goes with the parameters of the first day, which it definitely does for achila, you would assume that for destroying it, it also would. So how can they bite it off? So the pshat is because they're going through this, what Shem Zalman brings a shakaraya from the Gemara of Mem Ches, which is that there's no issue of destroying it. Another example of the same halacha, the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. Someone has an estrik hanging in his sukkah. A beautiful estrik, and he used it to decorate his sukkah because he had an even better one. And then his better one became possible. Is he allowed to take the other one down and use it for the mitzvah? It's also b'shimush, it's also b'hanoah. Says Chasam Sofer, no, it's mutter. Take it off the sukkah. You don't have to leave it on the sukkah. It doesn't say in the din of huktzah l'mitzvah so that you have to keep it there. You take it. You're not allowed to use it for anything else. But you don't have to keep it there. Take it away. Use it for the mitzvah. Mitzvah's lovely honest ninu. It's not shimush. It's not shtamshus. You're not being nene from it. You're doing your mitzvah with it. So Chasam Sofer says you're allowed to take it off the sukkah. You take it out the sukkah. You'll never put it back again. Still, for the full week, you're not allowed to use it for anything else. But you're allowed to use it for the mitzvah. Because this din of huktzah l'mitzvah say is specifically an issa of shimush, like it's based on the issa of chagiga, it's based on the din of chagiga, it's a din like hektush, it has a kedusha. There are places who argue with this. I saw in the Dish Mishabura, they bring one example, what happens if the light bulb goes out in your sukkah. So a light bulb, l'chor, is no sukkah, it's a decoration, it's to make the sukkah beautiful, it's better than any of the other decorations, because the sukkah you can't use the sukkah without it, perhaps. So if the light bulb goes in your sukkah, they bring there, from one of the G'dolei Hador, that you're not allowed to change the light bulb, because you're not allowed to take the one that's gone out, you're not allowed to take it out, it's a decoration.
It doesn't decorate
anymore. Yeah, but it was miyuchad, it was already put in its vase for the full 9 days. If that's the only one, you would have to bring candles in, that's what you hold. So if you're the Chasam Sofer and Shlomo Zalman, of course you can. There's nothing wrong with taking it out, you can even put it. Chasam Sofer says about an estric, you can take it out, and that's even when it's still being up until the kosher came here, you can take it out. We'll come to that.
It's the light which is.
That's even more.
It's the light.
Something
the
which bulb, creates.
The bulb.
The bulb created the light. That was what was put there for the purpose of the thing. But lemaisa la'alocha, it would be a big chumrah to be choshish for this, because we've shown from the Chasam Sofer, Shem Zalman, and from the minig of the pitim that's not la'alocha. There's an Orcha Shulchan. Orcha Shulchan writes a big chiddush. Orcha Shulchan says he brings the machlokes to show him what is midrash or what's midrabbanon. Which cases of yichud. For mitzvah amidereisa, like the Gemara says, the schach, the tfonis, amidereisa, and which other one? Then he says, my nafkamina. So one nafkamina, he says, sveikas lechoyer would be a nafkamina that he doesn't mention. He says, letzore choyle. Many places can hold a choyle. If there's nothing else to eat, a choyle is allowed to eat something which is also midrabonon. Bishalavkum, for example, places can say, so if it's only also midrabonon, a choyle would be allowed to eat the esrik if he has nothing else, or there's some reason why he has to eat specifically an esrik and there's no other esrik around. But then he says, two more nafkaminas. Nafkamina, he says, is since it's a din of Kedusha, we're mechuyev to be shomer on it. We have a din of shmira on these things. So he's not talking about the decorations of the sukkah, because that's only midrabonon, but the actual schach, the wood, the hadasim, the not the hashanas, because that's only the hashanas van hashanah rabba, because that's only a minhag, so l'chor, it can't be a Kedusha deiraisa, but the arbaminim, tzitzis, shofar, all these things, we are mechuyev to be shomer on them, and it's also for us to allow a goy or a cotton to be mevaza them, to take them for their own shimush. That's what you asked about changing the light bulb. It's also to allow a goy to take it away from it. If you put together the two different chumras, it would be also to allow a goy to do it. Then he says another chumra, which is actually a shaila someone asked me this year. Someone's schach had moved a little bit, and there was a part of his sukkah that wasn't covered, and it was yomtuf. So he wants to know what to do. You're not allowed to move schach on yomtuf. It's mutza. It's also betilful because it's also b'shimush. So, what could he do? So he wanted to know if he could move it with his elbow. Most poskim hold, the Rosh holds that l'halacha, you can move something which is mukta. B'gufay, chaznish is cholik, but most poskim hold, and that's the minig, the ikadin, you can move something which is mukta with derech shinui, with your guf, with your foot, with your head, with your elbow. Can he put the schach on? It wasn't asiyas oihel, he wasn't creating an oihel on top of his sukkah, because it was only most of al oihel, most of the schach was there. He was adding a piece.
Does that make it possible if you would be sitting under that, under the area which was on Depends how big it is. That would depend on the space. If it's more than three tzvach, more than three tzvach in the
So even if the sukkah was possible? Even if the sukkah was possible with this gap in the stuff?
No, if the sukkah was possible, it would be... No, the ma'isla halach with oil, even if the sukkah was possible, matter. Only the tzvanis is tzvani if it's mutter or not. Because it has a shem oil for other things, even if it's possible. It would be ma'il ala tuma, so it's still only called ma'isla.
What about the sakimono or... You're making it into a sukkah. You're making it kosher.
I don't know. The Mosheh says Masakimon about making a Heshana. I don't know. I've never come across Masakimon about creating a sukkah. I understand. It's like more of Heshana, more of taking the berries off the Hadas. I've not come across that. So if it's a din of mukta, it's mukta. Why are you not allowed to move these things? Because they're mukta. They're also betiltal. So it's only a din of mukta. If it's a din of mukta, you should be able to move it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. The Aruch HaShulchan says, since it's a din of kedusha, this din of kedusha stops us from moving it even in a way derech shinui. That's the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now this is a pele. This chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. The first chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, the wimuchuyev, not to allow someone else to be invazit, not to allow a goy, etc. That I can understand. This extra chiddush with Aruch HaShulchan, which I haven't found any other pesuk saying, that's a huge chiddush. Because what is the din d'oraisa? The din d'oraisa is an iser tashmish. Even if you take on more than that, you take on that you're not allowed to take it away from its mitzvah, you're not allowed to take apart the sukkah, take things out of the sukkah, etc. That's still only a very specific thing. You're not allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah, to make this thing not usable, even temporarily, for its mitzvah. Not allowed to move it is only a din mukta. That din is not part of this din. That din of not being allowed to move it only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're allowed to move it on Chol HaMoed. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah actually says, if the sukkah falls down, you're allowed to move it on Chol HaMoed. There is a small diuk that he would hold, that if it's still up, you're not allowed to move it on Chol HaMoed. But the halacha is not like that. The chora, as long as you're not being mevatel the mitzvah, and in this case of the shaylik, is actually being moisif on the mitzvah, if you're not being mevatel the mitzvah, even the chokim on the chasim sofer and the shem zalman would agree that you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to pick up your sukkah and move it somewhere else, as long as it's not possible. Why should you not be allowed to? So I don't understand the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan that he says that the issa tiltul is part of the din kedusha and therefore it's also afilu begufay. And that I haven't found any other place to say. I didn't think that we are choshish for it la halacha. So far, that's the basic parameters of the issa of using cheftzei mitzvah. Just add one more point, two more points. There's a big chiddush from Moshe Feinstein writes in Shuvah. Moshe Feinstein says, what is the definition of noi sukkah? What is the decoration of a sukkah? So we put up. People put up paper chains, tinsel, flashing strobe lights, whatever they put up. Is this noi sukkah or not? Says Rav Moshe, no. Noi sukkah doesn't mean decorating your sukkah like you would put things up for a party. Noi sukkah means making your sukkah more livable. So the light bulbs is noi sukkah. A carpet could be noi sukkah. Putting flowers on the table could even be noi sukkah. Shem Zalman says, even if you hold flowers on a table on noi sukkah, that you definitely are allowed to move even on Yom Tov, because part of the way you use it to make the sukkah nicer is moving it from one place to another. So the flowers on the table could be noi sukkah. Gemara says hanging up flour and oil and other such things, that's noi sukkah. So he says, even though you don't actually do that in your house, but it's demonstrating that it's like a house. This is a living place because you're hanging foods up. But pictures up on the wall, paper chains, according to Moshe, these are not noi sukkah. Rov paskim achot, in which case it would be mutter to move, right? I've not brought that up properly. But paper chains, noi sukkah, on Yom Tov and Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed, you can move them. But on Yom Tov and Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the paper chain. You're not allowed to, if you've got a tapestry up on the wall, the Ramah says if it's valuable, then you obviously must have das beforehand that you're not being miyachadik, because you need to take it in the night or in case it's going to rain. But otherwise, you're not allowed to move any of the noi sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Anything which is hanging up to decorate the sukkah, you're not allowed to move. Ramosha says that paper chain, also, even if it falls down, if a paper chain falls on the floor during Shabbos or Yom Tov, even if you could have taken it off on Shabbos, even if the lemaisa it's also betilta, you're not allowed to move it because you have no shimush in it. It's mukta machmas gufay, machmas mitzvosay. Ramosha says that doesn't apply to paper chains. It doesn't apply to any of these things. I don't know about the laminated posters. Maybe that's similar enough to what you would put up in your house. Maybe Moshe would ask for those. Moshe has a big chiddush, and he's matir all these types of decorations.
If paper chains fall down on Shabbos, you were allowed to take it out?
If you could have taken it down on Shabbos. If it was also to move it, then you've got a different reason. But the yichud lemitzvah does not create a problem.
It's on the floor.
Yeah.
Couldn't you be allowed to?
According to Moshe, you would be allowed to, yeah. It's a big chiddush, Moshe.
It's a big kollel.
It's a huge color, yeah. And it's shver from the Gemara, because the Gemara's examples, it's quite a doichek what he says, that hanging up flowers and oils is because it's making it look more home-like, even though in your home you wouldn't do that. It's the svar is quite doable. One more point regarding tiltul, before we move on to part two. if you have a decoration in your sukkah where part of the mitzias of the decoration is that you move it. So the case my children ask me every year is they make a shpizin posters with an arrow that goes round. So they've been taught that the decorations in the sukkah are mukta. Are they allowed to move the arrow round on Yom Tov or on Shabbos? So I think it's poshut that it's mukta. What did we say? We said before that something which is miyuchad lemitzvah, you're not allowed to use it for anything which is mevatel lemitzvah or bezoyan, and one specific case of smelling the hadas for the specific ishtamshus. When it is the function of the mitzvah to move it, then that's ner Shabbos. Then obviously you're allowed to. We said even more than that, because it's not mevatel lemitzvah, you're even allowed to use it for something which isn't just to stop you falling over, which is the basic point of the nearest Shabbos. You're allowed, because it has a heter of shimush, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos, not because it's muktzah for a different reason, but on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry your nearest Yom Tov. You can carry them out around the house and use them for whatever you need. There's no issue shamshus, although it's a chevish shal mitzvah. Why? Because it's not mevatel the mitzvah and it's not bezoyin. So here, moving around this arrow thing, or the 3D glasses that come with some of the 3D posters, taking those glasses off to look at the poster, that is the shimush of the mitzvah. That's the noy of the sukkah. It's not, leaving it there is not the noy of the sukkah. You're allowed to use it for this hishtamshus, for this hanor. That's what you're using it for. So that, I think, is poshut, that specific thing you would be allowed to move. Otherwise, you're not allowed to move the decorations on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You're allowed to move them on Chol HaMoed, taking them out of the sukkah. We've said it's machlokes, but the ikhadin would be to be makel. That's the basic problem. Now let's move on to after the Zman Mitzvah, with the time we have left.
Or about the time.
After the Zman Mitzvah. So after the Zman Mitzvah. So the Mufurish Gemara. Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chavov, Tashmishe Mitzvah Nizrokin. Tashmishe Mitzvah, you chuck them out. Kegoin, Tzitzis, Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav. That's the four examples in the Gemara. So you've blown your shofar. You're not blowing it again. You're not going to use this shofar again next year. You have to wait till the end of the day, perhaps, because it's a design to throw it away on the day when it took to mitzvah. But after Yom Tov, Pashtas HaGemara, you can throw it in the bin. We'll come to that. Even though you make a brach on it, you used it for the mitzvah, but the mitzvah's finished. It has no kedusha anymore. We've said that there was a kedusha in the item. That kedusha was a temporary kedusha only during the zman of the mitzvah. 7 days for Sukkot, 8, 9, 10, sometimes. It can be miyuchad, it can be hukta for a certain number of days. After that, it's finished. Tzitzis, which are broken, Mechaber says, put them in the bin. Mechaber in Simcha Falo. However, said the Rishonim, the Mechaber, there's a Styrian Mechaber about this, but Lahalacha, this is what we passed in. The Ramah says this in a few places. The Mechaber brings it in Hilchas, about Hoshana, and about Arba Minim, and about Beged of Tzitzis, but for some reason not about Chutei Tzitzis, which is a problem, because that's a Kolshkin. Ma'aseh Lahalacha is, in all of these cases, we don't do it derech bizoyin. You're not allowed to take your shofar and put it in a wheelie bin. You can't take your Arba Minim and put it on the rubbish dump where there's all the dirty nappies and the other stuff. So some poskim say you can wrap it up. What the poskim actually say is you leave it in the house ad shizorik mi'elo, until it gets thrown away by someone else, probably meaning your wife. In which case, you're not gaining that much. So there are minhogim. There are minhogim of specifically using the hoshanas or even the schach. Some people have a meaning of using it for shreifas chometz or for making the matzahs. Right. Let's get to minhogim. Cover the minhogim first. There are minhogim of specifically using for another mitzvah. Kim this avid be mitzvah, since it's been used for a mitzvah, le'avid be mitzvah achrita, like we find in many cases. Erev Tavshinim, for example, we use for lech. There's a minhag of using for lechem mishnah because you've used it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. Therefore, the poskim mentioned minhogim of using the hoshanas for baking matzahs or for shreifas chometz, two different minhagim. Matzah Ephraim mentions a minhag of keeping your arba minim somewhere visible in your house the whole year to remind you of your avodas Hashem. There are many minhagim. Minhadin, however, as long as it's not derech bizoyin, you're allowed to throw all these things away. And in the green bin, I think it's poshut, it's not derech bizoyin. So to put your schach and your lulav, now people will feel this is okay for my schach, but it feels wrong for my lulav and my hadasim. There's no difference la'alocha. You can put the lulav and the hadasim in the green bin as much as you can put the schach in. Some people have a minhag to burn the schach. Pashtus, the reason why there's a minhag to burn the schach is only because they had no other easy way of getting rid of it, and you couldn't leave it lying around. It wasn't as small as the hashanas that they could keep for shreifas chometz, so they used to quickly burn it straight away. There's no hakpodah dafka to burn it, and a green bin nechor is not bezoin. There's nothing smelly in there. It's not like an ashpa at the time of Chazal, which was you weren't allowed to say a brocha near an ashpa. A green bin is obviously something which is there kovod. They're going to grind it up and use it for fertilizer. We don't mind that. That's the same as burning it. That's no different. That's not a bizoyan either. As long as it's not going into a landfill with all the dirty nappies and stuff like that, that's no problem. So now, Maisa, you can use your schach for, you can put your stach in the green bin, you can put your lulav in the green bin. I don't know if the esrog goes in the green bin or not. I don't think you should put the esrog in the food bin, because that is quite smelly. Pardon? If you want,
yeah.
Plastic's nothing, that's not much. Yeah. There's a machlokas, what happens if you have something which is if you have two machlokas. First, what happens if you have tzitzis which you've decided not to use anymore? They're completely kosher, but for some reason you're not using them anymore. Maybe you used to have cotton ones and now you want to be machmir to have wool, like the Ramah. So you're not going to use them anymore, no one else is going to take them, the charity shop won't take them. What do you do with that? Is that still a chefze mitzvah b'shas zmanoi, or is that chefze mitzvah la'achas zmanoi? The Rosh Hashulchan holds this is still zmanoi. If it's tzitzis has no specific day, so as long as they're still kosher, that's still zmanoi. So he holds you're not allowed to throw that away. You're not even in derech, which is not quite bizoyan, the shitosoi that we have to be shomer the kedusha. Since it has a kedusha, you have to be shomer on it. Some people are makpid, therefore, to put it in Gneza. Since it's a chid, yeah, some people put it in Shemus, but Pashtas, Ikan Adin, as long as it's not Derech Bizoyan. Firstly, this we're making Chiddush Agabe Chiddush here, because we've already said that the Ikadin of Huktzen and Mitzvah say doesn't stop us from throwing it away, as long as it's not Derech Bizoyan. Right? That's part of the Chiddush of Aruch HaShulchan. And adding to that the fact that it's Lechor, not Zman Mitzvah say anymore, I would say you can put it in clothing recycling or put it in a double bag in the bin. Another question is, what happens if you have your tfonis of your sukkah? It's not so relevant in tzchach and arba minim, but of course we do speak about it with arba minim. You have tfonis of your sukkah, you've taken it down, and you're keeping them for next year, or your shofar. What happens in the interim? So the Bach says, just like the Gemara says, if you have an esrog and you're miyachad it for the mitzvah, you've got it for 7 days, so throughout those 7 days, even on Shabbos, it's hutzel mitzvasei. Says the Bach, so who adin if you're miyachad it for next year? It's also hutzel mitzvasei. What difference does it make whether it's for the 7 days of this year or for every sukkah? So every sukkah you're going to use this tofen, says the Bach, it's also b'shimush. So you would not be allowed to, as long as it's not derech b'zoyin, it would be mutter, but you wouldn't be allowed to create a platform to walk on out of the tfonis of your sukkah, right? Walking on the hishanas is mentioned as derech b'zoyin, even after Zman Mitzvah. I don't know if walking on the sukkah after Zman Mitzvah would be a problem, because it's not the same type of derech bizoyin, but definitely to turn it into something else, which is a shimush, which is to use it as fencing in your garden, maybe would be okay. But to use it for a shimush, which is keneged the mitzvah, which is considered bizoyin klapi the mitzvah, that would be also come to the Bach. Morgan Avram argues. Morgan Avram says that each sukkah is a zman b'fnei atzmei, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. As soon as sukkah is finished, unless you've already started using it for the next sukkah, you've only been miyachadin, that's fine, you can still use it. Mishavura Paskin's Lemaisa, it's a stira Mishavura again, but the Mishavura Lemaisa says that unless it's something you're clearly planning to use, so you took some fence panels out from your garden to build your sukkah and you were obviously planning to put them back, then that's like you've made a tanai, you can definitely do that. Otherwise, l'chatchila, if you're planning to, you should be machmir. L'chatchila, if you didn't specify when you set it aside, you should be machmir not to use it for any of these types of hishtamshus, even la'ahas ma mitzvah. One case mentioned in the Rishonim where even after Zman Mitzvah you are definitely not allowed to use it is Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem Daled brings from the She'iltos, he calls it a braisa, it's actually a She'iltos of Rav Achai, which is, it's well known, it's brought in Mechaba, which is the fuel of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, because when you're doing the mitzvah, you're planning for it to be used up more than Ner Shabbos. Tosfos is Mechtoz Asakasha, what's different in Ner Shabbos. Ner Chanukah, you're expecting it all to be burnt. And I think I may even have given a shir here about it once before, but the shir zman of Ner Chanukah is not necessarily relevant to this sugya. Whether it has to burn for half an hour or 7 hours, whichever shir you call it. The oil that you set aside for the Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to use for anything else. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to cook with it. You're not even allowed to use it for a lamp, which you will use for any other ishtamshas. Ma'aseh the She'ilta says oisale madur b'fnei atzma. So some people are very makpid dafka to burn it. Pashtus, the way Tosfos explains it, the way Rishonim explain it, this is based on our halacha. It's huktzeh l'mitzvaso, but it's huktzeh l'mitzvaso, which was expected to be used up, and therefore it's always as if it's still the zman mitzvah. In which case, be'etzem you can put it in a double bag in the bin, or pour it down the sink, because that's not derech bizoyin. But you can't use it for anything. You can't be nene from it. You can't, if you wanted to, you can't eat it or burn it in your or lamps. You can't even use it for Ner Shabbos, the following Shabbos, if you would want to do that. You can't collect the leftover oil and wicks and use them for your Shabbos candle the following Shabbos, because even on Shabbos if it's left from the previous on Shabbos Chanukah if it's left from the previous days, because it's miyuchad l'mitzvase, and that's the only case which min hadin is also for any shimush even achas ma mitzvase.
Yeah.